3D glasses, convergence, and the possible resurrection of Palm, a report from CES. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman is our eyes and ears at the 2009 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. He's reporting on keynote speeches like the one delivered by Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer and roaming the floor looking for the next big thing. Dwight, thanks for taking the time to join us. What's the big trend that you see in consumer electronics at this year's show?
Every year you hear these announcements that the computer, the television, the phone are all coming together. That was a big part of Steve Ballmer's first CES keynote. The thing is, you know, you've heard that for 10 years, and I think it finally is coming together. And what you're seeing here at CES is just kind of iterative improvements. They've almost got it right, but it seems like every year they've almost got it right. They just have it a little bit better right this time.
With the current state of the economy, it's sort of a bad time to be introducing a lot of expensive new products at CES, I would imagine.
You know, a lot of the things that you're seeing introduced here were planned and designed before kind of our economic meltdown. You know, pricing is kind of what you would expect for some of these things. You know, people haven't dramatically cut prices on some of these products. It is kind of business as usual, and I don't know that it probably won't be until the next year's CES that we'll really see the impact of the economy on the personal technology industry.
Aside from the convergence stuff, what is maybe the most interesting product that you've seen debuted there at CES?
I got to spend some time with a really cool technology that NVIDIA has come up with called 3D Vision. This puts a genuinely realistic 3D experience onto the computer screen or a high-def television screen that's connected to a computer monitor. You know, everybody's familiar with 3D where you have to put glasses on and you have to wear them with this, but it's so well done and the technology is so impressive that it kind of takes your breath away.
What about this new operating system from Palm?
Yeah, Palm had pretty much been given up for dead until today. They introduced something they call the Web OS, and it's an attempt on a cell phone to bring together all of the various data sources that you have, ranging from your Facebook feed to your email to your Twitter updates. Just kind of everything kind of melds together on the phone. It's very web-based, and it looks very cool. They are first going to offer it on a phone that they're calling the Palm Pre, P-R-E. They haven't announced any pricing yet, and they haven't really said exactly when it will be out, probably the first half of the year, I suspect. And but people, I did not attend the press conference, but the people who did and who saw the demo, they think, you know, I saw statements on Twitter like, Palm is back, baby.
Dwight, thanks. Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle and is a longtime Future Tense news analyst. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.